5 o'clock straight up in the South Atlanta, live imaging Tuesday on Shitano and Cap. The big CY sit in for Shitano,
who's doing
Summer League. It is time for what you need to know. I don't know who to throw it to, so I'll just say take it away.
Well,
that's me.
Yeah. What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And here she is on the injured list now and off of Team Mace. Here's Lindsay Baseball for the first time today. Good afternoon, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Well, we'll get into that later, Cappy. But for what you need to know's sake, I'm going to tell you guys about the Emmy Awards, which the nominations were announced this morning. So HBO's drama series Succession, which I know you guys are all a big fan of, at least Morales. I know that you're a big fan of it. I know that Sedano's a big fan of it. That landed a total of 24 nominations, followed by Ted Lasso, which Cap still has yet to finish.
Well, just to be clear, I also stopped Succession in the middle, and I'm trying to figure out where I left off because I really want to go back to it. I love Succession.
Just start from the beginning.
I don't want to start all over.
Why not?
What is it? What is it on? What platform?
It's on HBO.
Does it do that thing where it shows you how much of the show you've watched if you go back to the episodes?
Probably.
So you can probably figure it out if you just look at the list.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I do sometimes when I figure out when I lose track of stuff. I'm like, ooh, I can see my progress.
But I do like Succession. Okay, so Succession, Ted Lasso. It's true. I haven't finished it. I got like 2 episodes to go, and it's been like 8 months. Keep going, Linz.
Okay, so, and also HBO's The White Lotus. They had 20 nominations. Love that show, but I doubt you guys have seen it.
I don't know The White Lotus.
You wouldn't be interested in it anyway. But overall, HBO led all nominations by platform with a total of 108, and Netflix was close behind with 105. And the 2022 Emmy Awards are going to air live, coast to coast, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time, on September 12th on NBC, which is a Monday, weirdly. And it's also going to stream live on Peacock, so that's what you need to know.
All right.
There
I'm
you
not
have
a huge
it.
Emmys guy myself, personally. Oscars, Grammys, Emmys, Tonys are probably even above Emmys for me.
I would say, for me, it's probably Mandy's, then Oscars.
Well, sure. Mandy's a different level.
A whole different world.
Do you have the Peacock app?
I do. I've never really used it, though.
Yeah.
You?
Soccer.
I use it. It's got, like, some stuff on there I enjoy.
Hunter. Do I have to pay for it?
It's got Hunter. You can buy Peacock Premium.
I'm tired of paying for all
but
these
no,
services.
I don't pay for the premium. I just get the regulars.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. They got soccer on there.
Got Columbo on there.
Premier League's on there.
I mean, me and LeBron still have Pandora for free with commercials. True.
I actually downloaded Paramount Plus the other day for one reason.
Yeah?
To be able to watch Laguna Beach reruns.
Really?
Oh, God.
Wow. So my girl, Casey, Kristen Cavallari.
Wait, did you hear that they're like they're either bringing it back?
They're doing a podcast.
Her and Steven are doing a side pod.
Oh, you're going to listen to that. Because you know they're going to do a video podcast. It's going to be on YouTube. It'll be all over social. And you're going to be so into it, Chris.
I can't wait.
I saw him at an SC game the other day.
Really?
Like during the football season. I was like, I thought this guy would be mobbed in the streets. No, just walking around.
Well, Laguna Beach was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. But he still looks the same. So I was like, that's him. I know that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, cool dude.
What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Hey, Kirk Morrison's going to join us here in a matter of seconds, right, guys? Okay.
Yes, he's calling in.
I really would like to interview most of the players on our team, Clinton.
Yes.
Now, I have suggested Kurt Sandoval. Chris, how do you feel about Kurt Sandoval on our team, number one, and number two, giving Clinton and I a shot to chat with him so we get to understand what he brings to the table?
I've met Kurt several times, as we all have in this business. Kurt's a nice guy. He's on TV. I am intrigued, though, by the beef between him and Mace.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. You ask this question a lot. What is his physique?
Yeah, I want to know.
Ironman says that he's in really good shape.
He's a triathlete.
Yeah. And you're a triathlete.
Was. Retired now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you guys were in the same fraternity. You might know a little bit something about that.
Well, the thing is, I want to interview him, but Lindsay Baseball here tells me nobody knows who he is, so forget about it. She ain't putting him on the air.
That's not what I said.
That's precisely what you said.
I just said I feel like we need to talk to guys like Kirk and DeMarco and even like Sliwa before we know those guys though.
Hey, you can ask Sliwa about Summer League.
But Kurt has like no connection to the station. You know, like I have no idea who he is, and I just feel like there's no connection to the station.
We create a connection. Am I wrong?
For everyone, I love Lindsay, but for everyone who has been here for a while in LA watching the news, which I know maybe not a lot of people do, Kurt is a legend in this town.
Okay,
and he's married
that,
to the great Jeannie Zelasco, of course.
My point is there's no connection to the station
I know,
and like the show.
But the thing is, he's on our team, so we got to get to know him a little bit.
The reason is Kurt has come out to a lot of our events in the past and done.
It's nothing bad about him. I was just saying, I love
Lindsay cuts right to the white.
Lindsay's like, nobody knows who he is. Forget it. He's not coming on. I'm like, I love it.
That's the reason for him to come on, so we can get to know him. You know, what are we doing?
I don't disagree with her point though that we should talk to Kirk and DeMarco first. But you know, if you got a little Kurt Sandoval time,
is Kirk on the line? Okay, great.
I'm here. What's good?
What's going on, player?
What's going on, man?
Man, what's good? What's going on? What'd I miss?
We're just chalk talking what we're going to do from a lineup standpoint. We got you at first, and I'm actually going to bat you fourth because I think your bat's going to bring some things in. So does that work?
Yeah, that works for me. I mean, cleaning things up. I guess that's what I got to do. I'm with that.
Kirk, do you bat right or left?
I'm a righty.
Okay.
I'm a righty.
All right.
So I, you know, baseball is my first love. I know I went to the National Football League and played 8 years in the NFL, but baseball was my first love. I played baseball because I wanted to. My favorite player growing up was actually Carney Lansford.
Wow.
Because I was a third baseman.
He didn't pick out like Reggie Jackson, you know what I mean?
Carney
Lansford. You got to think so. Yeah. I grew up in Oakland, California during the Bash Brothers, right? The Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Dave Parker. I grew up in that era. And so Carney Lansford was the third baseman of that team. What? And I played third base for my my little league team. So I wanted to be him. And then, obviously, everybody wanted to be Ricky Henderson, too, as well. So that's where I got my baseball prowess from, watching Ricky Henderson and Carney Lansford.
Okay. Pretty good stock there.
So Kirk Morrison, we all know, All-American college football player, 8-year NFL veteran, and a guy who loved baseball as a kid. But we're talking about softball here.
Yeah.
So tell us this. When was the last time you maybe saw a slow pitch in a softball game?
Well, I was actually, as a active player in the NFL, I was on a softball team in the offseason.
Oh, wow.
I played softball with a couple leagues out here in L.A. a couple years ago. But, yeah, I mean, I'm still fluid within the in these softball streets.
Well, we asked because we went to the batting cage this morning just to, you know, sort of get things moving. When's the last time you threw a ball or actually hit something? You know what I mean? Like, even if it was just casual in the backyard.
Wow. I mean, I have a couple clips because I actually, through my college football duties, I get a chance to, you know, go around to different universities every week for football games. And I remember I had a game at Fresno State, which is the home of Aaron Judge.
Yes,
but
correct.
They let me take batting practice. So
we'd love to see that.
Yeah, I'll dig up the clips for you. But I mean, I went yard a couple times, so I'm not afraid to. I know that chicks dig the long ball, and I still got a couple swings left in me. So
all right, so Kirk, Kirk Morrison is here on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. My question to you then is: do you like what Clinton has for you at first base and batting fourth, or? Do you add more value to our team by playing third base?
Your natural position.
Who do you have at third, Clinton?
I think we've got, Slee was at second, Bergman's at third.
Oh, okay, so should we consider, what do you say, Kirk? Do you feel more comfortable at third, or would you prefer to play first?
Okay, well, let me tell you the story that my high school coach told me. So I played baseball all the way up until my junior year of high school.
Okay.
But it was at that time that I had to really just focus in, and I'd start hitting the weights. I start hitting the weights tough, getting ready for football. And in that transition of, you know, getting ready full time for football, I no longer could control the throw from third to first anymore.
Got it.
So when you can't control the throw from third to first anymore, because now I had these, you know, I had these muscles now. You know, I didn't know where they came from. I couldn't control the baseball anymore. So I was moved. And this is how, you know, they put you in the outfield. So that's when I moved to right field, because I still have the laser of an arm, but it was just one of those things where the accuracy just wasn't there. So first base and also right field is probably where you can find me.
Okay.
That's probably my best position.
Well, that's good to know, because that allows then me to move over to first base potentially if somebody wants to go play short. And this is why we got to figure out what's going on with our boar over at ABC7. Because if somebody can play, I'd rather not play short. It's just a lot of moving around. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
Lindsay, you may have just heard what Clinton said, our boy over at ABC7, because nobody knows who the hell Kurt Sandoval is, by the way.
Yeah, he's Kurt with the T. I'm Kirk with the K.
Hey, I want to bring Kurt Sandoval on the show to find out what he can contribute to our team this Friday night.
Cap, don't blow the lead here. I just said I think it's way more important that we talk to Kirk Morrison, who we, you know, I just said, Kirk, you're more important, you know?
Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you. I appreciate that, Lindsay.
Kirk, one more thing I want to know, and this is the last thing I got. Yeah. What do you think your level of, let's just say, imbibement is going to be on this Friday afternoon? Is this a beer league situation for you, or how do you get after it?
I think, it's going to be tough, man. I don't know. I may have a couple of adult beverages,
okay. You
know, just to kind of, you know, keep the night going just a little bit. But I get it. I'm serious. Like, I'm not here to lose. Like, this, I'm here to win. That's what I told you. The theme is, it's team cap, no cap. You know what I mean? That's just what it is.
Yeah.
It's team cap, no lie. I'm letting everybody know that's who we are. So I'm not coming in to play around. If they keep a score, I want to win.
All right.
So I'll just let everybody know.
Okay. Competitive dude right here.
Yeah.
You hear this? This is the way our team gets down right here, Chris.
Business.
I mean, all them trophies you won at the Mandy's, I'm just trying to get one myself, yeah. Right? So if we get little awards, I want an award too because I didn't get none at the Mandy's. So this is my only way to get my award.
I love it.
You got a lot of competitive people on this team.
Yeah.
You know, you got Mason on the other side who wants to provide gummies and drinks in the dugout.
He's talking about having a full-service bar in the actual dugout.
Clinton is bringing, like, a Gatorade cooler with, like, powdered Gatorade and, like, putting a garden hose in it and mixing it all up with ice and everything.
So I can sit on it.
Like old-school, like, you know,
The old-school jungle
football.
Juice. That's what Clinton's trying to do.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's not that kind of party. But we're looking forward to having you out, man. This is going to be fun.
No, this is going to be fun, man. The last time I actually played in, like, a celebrity game, I actually played at one at Dodger Stadium. I got to send you over the picture because people in the Bay Area still don't know how I had a Dodgers uniform on. But, hey, I told them it was a softball game, man. Relax. But, you know, I look forward to these. I've been in a couple throughout my, my playing career, my post-playing career. So you just got to know who's pitching. That's all we got to know. Is this high softball or this is low pitch?
No, this
softball.
Is this is slow pitch.
Okay,
big old arc.
You gotta understand because there's some guys who, like, I've been in these leagues before, and they have this slow high pitch that literally goes to the sky and falls right at your feet before you can even take a swing.
That could be Ramona.
That's tough.
Yeah,
that could be Ramona. Kirk, listen, we'll see you on Friday. We look forward to it. Get a couple hacks in before Friday. Because,
yeah, I'm at the cages tomorrow.
Okay,
I've already reserved some time. I'll be at the cages tomorrow.
Be sure to take video of it, Kirk, and post it on social media and tag us at ESPN Los Angeles.
And Chris says that he's got you to hit the first home run in the game.
No, Mace did. I think Kirk could go yard.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mace
did. Mace does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How far is the fence, by the way? Are we talking major league fence?
It's a little league field, so it shouldn't be that hard to get it out. Yeah. But I feel like it's going to be one of those things where if a lot of guys are trying to hit it out, it's going to be a lot of long fly balls and pop-ups.
120 down the right field line.
But, Clinton, you don't have to try when you're me.
Okay. Oh. All right, that's why
sure
you're batting cleanup.
Make sure you dig up that highlight reel. We want to see that.
Yeah, you tell him, Linz.
Yeah, I went yard work in the house that Aaron Judge built. So, yeah, I got to continue to show my baseball skills. I got to figure out, do I wear baseball pants? Do I wear shorts? Like, I want to be comfortable.
See how serious everybody is on our team, Chris?
I'm wearing shorts,
bro. We wanted an umpire. Okay. Now we're trying to decide on our uniforms. Is anybody here going to wear a cup? I don't know.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, this is the kind of
stuff. No, I said earlier today on the station that you would be the guy wearing a
No.
Clinton would wear
a cup
one.
When I played.
Guys, I'm ready to go,
school.
And he just hits it.
No, you know how uncomfortable those things are? All right.
Team cap, no cup. Okay, that's
right.
What it is. All right.
Kirk, we'll talk to you later, man. We got to roll.
All right, so good. See you guys Friday.
Later, brother.
All right. Hey, coming up, I was driving up today. I was on the 5 North, and I saw a billboard for something, and I was like, I don't know what that is. But then when I found out what it was, I was like, would I do that? What in goodness name am I talking about? Let's get to it. Coming right back. This is Shidano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Avenging Tuesday on Shidano and Cap. Shidano, Clinton Yates, the big CY.
What up?
Sitting in today for Shidano, who's doing Summer League. You can see his beautiful face and skin tonight on ESPN, I believe.
Great forehead.
Oh, Kirk just sent me pictures of him on the field. I don't know why he sent it to just me.
Oh, I got him.
Did you get him too?
Yeah, I'm sending him to social right now.
Okay, beautiful. We are talking about All-Star Friday night. The city of West Covina, the West Covina Sports Complex. Going to be a party. Brought to you by our friends at Jim Beam, Hornitos, Coors Light. You're going to have to be there Friday, starting at 10 a.m. All the way, we're broadcasting live until 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then after, as dusk falls, we'll do the home run wiffle ball bash with our great listeners and fans. And then 7:30 p.m., the celebrity softball game. Team Cappy versus Team Mace.
Very exciting stuff.
Well, I still have Team Cappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think that there is a sentiment that is changing. I think it was overwhelming early that everybody thought Team Cappy was stacked. And now with Ramona going out and with Lindsay Baseball going out and the two additions of these two young stud dudes that work here, all of a sudden now it's got people thinking that Team Mace is back in this game here. What do you think?
I'm going to need to see this 6'6 guy.
Matt Burke, he's a good guy.
I'm sure he's a good guy.
And he's lean.
Can he dunk a basketball?
I honestly don't think he could dunk a basketball.
Okay. All right. So,
well, that tells us a lot.
Yeah. On our big board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That means
but
a lot.
But he gives
of our
some help
department.
Because I think without that, they were going to be in bad shape.
Oh, I agree. I'm just wondering if we're going to get out here and this guy's, you know,
because I do believe
Josh Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm afraid of.
I do believe that producer Lindsay was going to throw the game, as she said yesterday.
Now
Beto's talking about doing the same thing.
So really?
Didn't you hear him this morning on his Instagram?
I'm
situation?
Sorry, I don't consume all of Beto's Instagram.
Really?
Well, you know, it's funny.
Who has the time?
Wait, it's funny. I don't either, Chris. And you know who told me about it was, of course, none other than Cappy.
Cappy does consume all of it.
Oh, yeah.
The creeper. Cappy the creeper.
Guilty as charged. It is true. Guilty as charged.
I see you over there handling the wood.
I do. Like,
There's a baseball bat, too.
See, I didn't do it, guys.
Wow.
For everybody on Twitter, I didn't do it.
Wow.
I was never good at baseball. I couldn't see when I tried.
Yeah.
I was young and I had bad vision.
Right.
And I was very scrawny. So my little league career was about one season.
Okay.
But I always dreamt that maybe I'd be good at it.
This is why slow pitch works for me now. It's not his reflex thing. It's a vision thing. Like, I just can't see the
ball. I had a vision of love, as somebody once said, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay. I thought you were singing On the Wings of Love.
On the Wings of Love.
No, it's one of your faves.
I like that song.
Jeffrey Osborne. I played golf with him once. Great.
Really?
Yeah. Lives here in the Valley.
So Matt played college football. He's ripped. I just saw a picture of the
dude. Yeah, he did play college football. Right.
I was like, holy hell.
Okay. Where did he play college football?
Where's this picture?
Quinn has it. She was doing Cappy's moves, you know, going on the IG.
Yeah.
And can I?
Why's, like a D3.
Why's Quinn got a high school football picture of one of our sales guys, Matt Burke?
It's like his profile picture.
Hold it up to the glass. Let's see this.
Where'd he play his college ball?
Glory days.
Yeah, this guy is definitely an athlete.
Yes,
yeah, he's an athlete.
Good lord.
You guys asked, could he dunk?
Yeah, no. I mean, I just meant how's he moving now?
Based on that picture that you just saw, can he dunk?
That's a good question. He's standing next to somebody shorter than him.
I'm
going to
send you guys
pads.
A picture right now. Don't worry, I got you.
He's wearing football pads, so maybe. But or he could dunk in that picture. You see what I'm saying?
Back then.
Whether or not now that's still the case.
It was unfortunate that Lindsay went on the IR. But this is one way that Mace has found a way to pull in a ringer.
Sure.
Is this gentleman going to have to wear Lindsay's jersey? I think he should.
Oh, that's excellent.
No,
really
I'm still getting my jersey.
Yeah, she's still getting her jersey.
My jersey says Hungarian Heat on it.
That's right.
But he's your
jersey.
Replacement.
What
so
does your jersey say?
I don't know what it says.
I think mine just says my name.
Cappy.
Does it say Cappy?
I don't know.
Yours
you
is
had to pick
say
it.
Cappy.
We didn't put Big CY on there?
I don't know.
That is a branding foul if we didn't put Big CY.
But they asked you guys what you wanted.
Yeah, I just said my name, but I thought they might change it.
No. That's why, like, Janice, when she asked me, she's like, hey, what do you want on the back of your jersey? And I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Well, what would you go for?
Unique 88.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, didn't they ask everybody what they want on the back of their jersey?
I guess I could have put my handle. So, I didn't think about that.
What number did you want?
I was going to say, Clayton, what did you pick?
I picked Yates. My name.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. See, he takes
it
so serious.
Right. No,
he didn't want to put anything funny.
Real ball player does that. Real ball player does that.
I didn't know it.
I think he's the only person with his actual last name on the jersey.
He's a ball player.
I picked the number 21 because that's the number I wore when I played sports in high school.
I asked for number 710. Now, can they do three numbers?
I don't think they did.
Triple digits? 7/10?
No, yeah, I was looking for 710. Didn't happen for me?
I don't know.
Okay.
Again,
I could ask.
This one is getting the details. You know.
Yeah, this is going to be a bit of a mystery.
I got an Excel doc with it, but I don't feel like opening it.
All right,
we got to figure out our hat situation as well. You asked about
There's
that
no
yesterday.
Hats.
Well, you got
remember we said.
Yeah, I know that we. I'm saying what we're going to do as a team. With
oh,
our
sorry.
Mass.
You know, I was excluding.
I
got to
deal
that
with my which length of shorts I'm going to wear for the team.
You okay. Go short.
You know, well, I mean, I could either go John Stockton,
Hoochie Daddy, yeah.
Or I could go like Chris Webber. You know what I mean? I could go like the short kind of guy, or I could go the long short kind of guy.
Please do.
Which one should I go with?
Long.
Long, not short.
No.
I think short.
Short
it's gonna be
seems,
hot.
Yeah.
I want to see you in some kangaroo
now
shorts.
That affects your ability.
But like, how short though?
Right.
I want like Three's Company short.
You want like
see,
old school, like some
kangaroo shorts.
I mean, like some Richard Simmons kind of dolphin.
Yeah, no,
because
no.
Oh, dolphin shorts, not kangaroo.
You'll also be
what's kangaroo that I'm thinking?
The hat's
kangaroo. Yeah,
right.
You'll be pitching. So the games will be getting a lot of
come on, how great will it be, Cappy, out there in dolphin shorts? And knee high white socks.
Like that's a good bit.
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Hello, Laura. Let me see what I got. You know, I may go short.
Short, long sock is a hilarious
As our
look.
Friend LZ used to say, we could drop you off in certain parts of LA. You would get swept up like in a second.
I miss LZ.
I love it.
All right. Let me tell you guys, I'm driving up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm driving on the 5 North this afternoon, and I'm a little just like a hair south of Carson. And I see a big billboard for something that says neighbor.com. I've never heard of neighbor.com. Have you guys ever heard of this?
No.
Me neither. I have no idea. But it says, let your garage earn you cash. So I must say that I was intrigued. I really was. So I went, I got to the station. I went on to neighbor.com. And I guess kind of like an Airbnb where, hey, I've got this place. I'm not in it. You can come stay in my place, Airbnb. Hey, I got a car. I'm happy to pick you up. Okay, that's Uber. Well, now there's this service called neighbor.com, getting a lot of free pub right now. And you can rent your garage to someone who wants to store their crap in your garage.
Oh, hell no.
That's a terrible idea.
So rather than getting a storage unit, you know, that you go, hey, I got a storage unit. It's costing me a couple $100 a month. I got to move all my crap into this storage unit. Eventually, I'm going to have to go get my stuff out of it.
All you the dead bodies and the mess.
Exactly.
And the weed.
Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing here? How are you vetting the content?
Right. You could put your crap in your neighbor's garage, and your neighbor who's like, yo, I got a garage. I got a spot. I don't have a car in it. It's empty. You know what? Here, put your stuff in my garage, and you pay me money. Would you do this?
This is not something for, let's just say, the community of humans that look like me.
Or me. Just saying. Okay?
Just so
I mean,
we're clear.
Clint looked at each
that
other
ain't
like,
happening
nah,
around
bro.
My way.
It's
absolutely
not going down.
Not.
No.
I'm not giving you my crap. I'm not taking your stuff. No way am I trusting anybody with anything like that.
Clint and I looked at each other like, nope.
The police show up like, oh, yeah, this is your buddy's box? Neighbor.com? That sounds real legit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. That ain't happening on my watch.
No,
not even close. Would you do this?
Okay.
You just got so you're probably thinking about this because you just got a garage, you know, makeover where you had the whole thing redone. So you're thinking in this space now.
I did. I had a garage makeover. This lady came to my house. She literally took every single item out and then purged like half my stuff. Then she labeled it and packaged it and organized it. So I, for the first time, I swear to you, in my first time in my adult life, I can put a car in a garage. Okay?
Right.
So I got a car in a garage. Everything is totally organized. I got these bikes, and then I built like my own little gym. When I say built, I put down a little bit of flooring tile. I bought a bench off Amazon. I got some dumbbells, and I got a Peloton. I'm looking at this garage, and I'm going, this would never occur to me. I'm going to rent space in my garage to other people. And they're going to bring their stuff to my house. Now, wait a second. I just moved all my own crap out.
Right.
And now I'm going to move somebody else's crap in.
I would consider it under these circumstances. If it were a car, you can maybe put your car in my garage. That's the only thing I would consider. And I'd have to do a major, thorough vetting of what the vehicle looks like and is involved with before doing so. That's the only scenario. Loose stuff? No way.
If you have your stuff in a storage unit, you got a lock on the door. You show up, you put in your code, you go into your storage unit 24/7, you open your lock, you get your stuff. What's somebody going to do? Come to my house at 2:00 in the morning?
Yeah,
they're like, hey,
weird.
Man, I got this Pete Rose baseball card that I got to have right now. I got to get into your garage. I don't know about this, but the website looks like they're hyper successful doing it.
How does it look like that? How do they fool you?
It's the website.
What does the site look like? I'm very intrigued.
Check it out.
The interface.
Check it out. Neighbor.com.
Neighbor. Is this
would you do this?
I got to go to private browser.
Would I do this? No.
Would you let anybody rent space in your garage?
No. I don't want people coming to my house. I barely want anybody coming to my house.
Lindsay?
But see, I think this is a way for you to kind of be the fly catching a. Like the web catching the fly, like in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
This kind of could be your thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
comes, shows up, and you're like, okay, you need your stuff? Well, first.
I would do
let's
it.
Let's go down to the dungeon.
Okay. I live in an apartment.
Garage number three is the dungeon.
Okay, so I was on the right track. One of the many of the options are for storing vehicles, not just other stuff.
Now, see, that makes a little more sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Guy wants to put his old Mustang in my garage with a cover over it.
He might not get that one back, but yeah.
Yeah.
The old Stang might not reappear. This does look like a pretty decent website.
The only thing is like if you go and you go to a storage place for $200 a month, what am I going to do? I'm going to give you my garage for $150?
It says $1 million host liability protection right under the button, become a host. So they know the concerns are definitely high.
Would anybody do this? Would you rent out space in your garage? Like an Airbnb for your garage, like an Uber-ish kind of thing for your garage. Would you do that? I love how Laura and Clinton are like,
no.
My people don't do that.
This is no way, no how.
Yeah, no.
I just clicked the how it works.
Yeah? How's it work?
I would do it.
You would, Lindsay.
Okay, they started in 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously a successful business, and it's a pretty good, I think it's a good idea.
I don't necessarily know that this website tells me that they're a successful business. Quite frankly.
Well, I mean, I've heard of it before.
You're going
actually...
to the IG.
Ooh, the IG is not available. That's not a good sign.
That's not.
Listen, all I know is this. They got a big-ass billboard on the side of the 5 freeway that probably cost them like $35,000 for the month.
I mean, a lot of people got billboards on the side of the street.
Where are they getting that money from? Come on, where are they getting that money?
There's things out there.
I'm more wondering how they got this website. I feel like neighbor.com should have been taken. Many years ago. They probably blew all their cash on that.
Would anybody do this? Would anybody rent space in their garage? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Coming up next, it is time for the award-winning Radio Tinder. This is Shidano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. 5:30 p.m. in the Southland. You know what it's time for on Shidano and Cap. It's Radio Tinder time. With the great Lindsay Baseball, you can follow her on Twitter at Lindsay Baseball. But also, we like to play a TV theme on this day back in 1976. This music, the first Family Feud game show, debuts on ABC, hosted by Richard Dawson.
Love Richard Dawson.
I did too. He had the pinky ring.
Yes, and he also kissed everybody.
Well, who doesn't like to do that? You could follow. Oh, I already did the Twitter, Instagram thing. But we want to thank our sponsor of Radio Tinder, Tequila Mandawa. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandawa. You ready, producer Lindsay? Take it away.
I'm ready, and survey says I'm super excited for Radio Tinder today.
See, that's good. We didn't even plan that.
Nice job.
I knew you'd like that, Morales. That was just for you. Only on Live Avenging Tuesday do you get. Do you get responses like that?
Absolutely right.
Hashtag lit.
Lit. Live Imaging Tuesday. All right, so the Angels. Let's talk about the Angels for a second here. They have not really performed up to expectations this season, despite having, of course, perennial All-Stars in Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. Since May 25th, they have the worst record in baseball at 11-31. And entering yesterday, the Angels were 7 games back in the AL wildcard race and 19 games out of first in the AL West. Shohei Ohtani, of course, will be a free agent after the 2023 season. With the trade deadline coming up at the end of the month, should the Angels just trade Ohtani this year at the deadline? Swipe left or swipe right, Clinton? Start with you.
It's big Travis and Sleepa topic here. They've been talking about this for months. I think if they don't trade him, they're going to lose him. Because he said publicly, if they can't get it together, I don't want to be here. And I know that that's a tough pill to swallow if you're a Halos fan because he's the most exciting thing you've seen. And, hell, he's the most exciting player Major League Baseball has seen since, you know, people taking pictures in black and white on some level.
So good.
I think you got to get – I think dealing him is a reasonable option if you're the Angels. I know that's crazy to say, but I would not hate that for the rest of baseball as much as it would be a bummer for Anaheim.
I'm going to swipe left and say no chance, man. You got him. You got the most exciting player in the game. He's your attraction. As great as Mike Trout has been and as much money as you pay him, people don't pay money to go see Mike Trout.
No.
They pay money to go see Ohtani. And so I'll do everything I can possibly do to do two things. One, find a way to get him to sign a contract, and two, find a way to build a winner around him. But, I mean, the Angels haven't proven that they can do that.
Would you trade Trout?
Yes, 100%.
I would, too.
I'd trade Trout in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Agreed. Not because I don't think he's a great player. He's an amazing player.
No, and I'm sure he's got no trades all over the place. We're not talking about the reality of that happening. But, theoretically, if you think that Ohtani is a bigger draw and you're not necessarily getting better with Trout, why not?
If I could only keep one or the other, I'm keeping Ohtani and I'm trading Trout. I'm giving somebody that salary and I'm bringing in like a whole new farm
system. Getting everything
you
think you can get. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. But I think if the Angels... When it comes down to it, I feel like they would prefer to keep Trout because he's like, you know, face of the franchise,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
But
you're right. Like seeing all the Ohtani jerseys and when he pitches, like I've been to a couple games where he's pitching and there's like, I haven't seen anything like that ever that I can recall. Just like the hysteria around him. He's like a beetle. It's crazy.
Yeah. I told you before, he was at the Home Run Derby last year in Denver. He faced off in the first round against Juan Soto. Juan Soto beat him in the first round. Half the stadium left. Straight up. At the MLB All-Star Game,
right.
Home Run Derby. Not like a bunch of scrubs watching BP in Cincinnati, you know? It's wild.
All right, well, speaking of, I don't know, what my transition was supposed to be there. So, ESPN.
Sedano-like.
Yeah. That was a Sedano one there. Sedano flop. Matthew Berry, ESPN's longtime fantasy sports guru, announced yesterday that he is leaving the network. Obviously, a huge loss for ESPN. And Barry did not say what his next step would be, but a lot of people are assuming that with the legalization of sports betting, that his value has gone up so much that he's in for a huge payday elsewhere, probably with like a gambling or sports betting company like DraftKings or, you know, BetMGM, one of those type of places. Do you guys agree that fantasy guys like Matthew Barry are more valuable than ever right now? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to say that I'm going to have to swipe right here. They do seem to be more in demand than ever before. And I actually think it's not just the fantasy guys, but like if you've become famous on ESPN, just using ESPN as the biggest platform, if you've become famous and you have a face that everybody recognizes, content that everybody wants, and a following that is tangible and travels with you. Remember, you know, Matthew Berry's Twitter following doesn't belong to ESPN. It belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he takes it with him, and he reaches a lot of people. So I would say his value is at the highest that I don't know that it's ever going to be, but right now, companies like DraftKings and BetMGM, too, that you mentioned, dude, they're giving out money like it's the 90s, and it's the, you know, the boom of the internet.
I'll swipe right on this because on a larger level, as quite frankly, just kind of a content avenue, the gambling fantasy world is as legit as it's ever been, period. You know, there are entire channels dedicated to this. There are people who only do that. There was a time in which that was looked at as sort of, all right, well, we got our gambling guy over here. We got our fantasy guy over here. Now it's like, oh no, you come for this and this is all you're here for. So absolutely. I think Barry's in a great place. If there's any time to leave, now's the time. My favorite thing about Matthew Barry, though, he used to be a TV and a movie writer.
Really?
Yeah. He used to write for Married with Children. And he also, I think he wrote one of the sequels to Crocodile Dundee. He was part of the writing team for that.
Really?
Yeah. He's a funny guy.
It's amazing how much money is out there now. Why would you not go?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that you watch shows like The Daily Line that we have and shows like that, and that genre to me, like, and I don't gamble, but when I look in the so-called rear view in this career, those are the guys that are rolling up, and they got four fresh tires and a tank full of gas.
And you're right. They used to be kind of looked at as like the lesser.
No, they were the mm-hmm. dorks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
These
but
guys
now
were the total nerds. But
right.
Now the fantasy guys have turned it on us and they've become the superstars. And when you hear the dollar figures that all broadcasters are all of a sudden making from the top of the food chain of these NFL broadcasters to you hear about Woj or Schefter, you're like, yeah, dude, go take that money.
And besides those two guys, I bet you Matthew Berry probably has the biggest following of anybody at ESPN.
I don't know.
All right, so moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who announced yesterday that they have entered a new naming partnership for their stadium. Heinz Field will now be named Acrisure Stadium after the Michigan-based brokerage firm, obviously not even a Pittsburgh company, and they're paying over $10 million a year for the rights. Big Ben essentially denounced the new name on Twitter, tweeting that, quote, "Home will always be Heinz Field to me." So is Big Ben kind of like calling out the new stadium name? Is that a big deal to you guys? Swipe left or swipe right, Clinton?
Is I thought Big Ben was done playing football.
He is, but he's still
he's now Mr. Pittsburgh.
Sadly, the face of the Steelers is still a guy who does not play for them.
I think it's a bad name for a couple reasons. Number one is that it's a weird word to say. I don't know if you ever try to hear people from Pittsburgh trying to talk. You know, it's not always the easiest.
Ninja are going to come down over to Heinz and that.
Not the easiest run of things, as you know, Scott.
He sounded like an Irishman, Cappy.
That's how people in Pittsburgh sound, yo.
People in Pittsburgh are like, yo, Yin's going to come downtown and we're going to red up in that.
Yeah,
it's going to have an iron
suit.
It's
crazy. But the second thing is that, like, I think that some of these brands, you've got to realize that, like, your naming rights, in fact, go well beyond when you take the name off the building. Heinz is a perfect example. Nobody's calling that field whatever
right.
they call it.
Same Heinz as Staples.
Heinz is done playing for it. Staples here, you know, like the crypto bros are ruining everything on some level. But some of these people are just not going to change. And like, I think if you're investing in a stadium licensing deal, like you got to think about that. Like, do I actually have something people are going to want to say? Never mind if the branding forces them to say it. Is that really what they're going to remember in their minds? This one, I don't think so.
I'm surprised though that Heinz, which is a total Pittsburgh-y
yes.
kind of company. $10 million a year for naming rights?
Yeah.
$10 million? That's peanuts. Seriously, that's nothing.
And ketchup.
You got two different teams that play there. You got the Pitt football team. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers that play there. You got all kinds of things that happen at that stadium. They're going to lose that over $10 million? What did crypto pay? Crypto.com paid like $700 million.
Yeah, but maybe Heinz doesn't think they need it, as Ben said.
Didn't a new company buy Heinz recently? Like over the last year.
Oh, really?
Yes,
yeah. So it's not the Heinz family anymore.
No.
Still, recently, there was another company that like merged with them, or they bought like half of it. And like, because Heinz was having trouble with money just because like the rising production costs of everything. So it's like Tesco Heinz now.
I did not know that either.
See, I got good ketchup knowledge for you.
Good info.
Hey, this guy's been watching CNBC.
Solid information.
Well, I keep an eye on things.
Yeah, you know? On ketchup in particular. I like relish myself.
You can't eat ketchup on keto. It's very disheartening.
Oh, because of the sugar?
Yeah, I'm a big ketchup
guy. Morales, that's what I'll bring in next week. There is a sugar-free
ketchup. She's going to bring me keto ketchup.
Keto ketchup.
It tastes delicious. I'm telling you.
If you have to say that.
Keto ketchup?
Yeah. No, if you have to say it tastes delicious, that's the idea.
I can stick to the mustards, and I get the keto mayonnaise, which isn't bad.
Okay.
Made with olive oil.
The point being that like a lot of keto food does not taste very good.
I get it.
So I asked Chris, I've tried pretty much like the keto version of every food out there. And so every time I find one that I think is really good, like I'll bring it for him and be like, oh, you got to try this. It's actually tastes just like the real thing.
Right. Very good. All right.
There you go. There's Radio Tinder. And it's brought to you by Tequila Mandala.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
That's exactly right. Hey, some of the folks in the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter are noticing that we have now set a new 710 record for the longest time being on the air without having talked Lakers basketball.
Who pointed that out, Slee?
No, that was Grant.
Who pointed it out?
Grant.
Oh, Grant in L.A.
Yep.
But he's still listening, right? Because we're having fun.
Probably because we're not talking
Lakers
basketball. That's
Chris's best friend.
Grant in L.A.?
Yeah.
He's the one that did the Photoshop of me sunbathing or something. Oh, no, tanning.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Lovely.
Should we actually...
No, we have to discuss my... Speaking of Tinder, we got to discuss these pictures.
Okay, yeah. That sounds more interesting to
Clinton's
me right
dating
now.
Life.
Right. Yeah. The big CY needs our help. Let's find out what his pictures are looking like and which one we're going to post on which dating app. Stick around. This is 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday, Sedano and Cap. I'm going to go dry here. We're going to go dry. Nothing wrong with that.
Acapella.
Every once in a while, you got to go dry. Live Imaging Tuesday. Friday, what are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm looking at you.
I was just jumping in.
Yeah, no, we're good. I'm looking through my pictures right now, too. And so since we discussed this.
It's hold on for a second.
My bad.
It's National Pecan Pie Day.
Ooh. Pecan pie, huh?
You say pecan? I say pecan.
Should I say pecan? Or
it's
pecan?
No, I say pecan. I'm just screwing off.
We mentioned National Eat Your Jell-O Day and Cow Appreciation Day.
Cow?
Yeah, because I'm on the keto diet. Why not?
Cow Appreciation Day.
C-O-W, my man.
I always love when I'm driving in the middle of nowhere and there's just like random cows. I'll like beat my horn.
Do you really?
Yeah, or I'll like be. I just for some reason.
What do you want them to do? Wave to you?
I don't know. I'm just like moo, moo. I don't know why. Like I'm like, whose cows are these? How'd they get out here? What are they doing?
They're on a farm.
I know, but they're like just random cows on the side of the road.
And the way things are going, Bill Gates might own the farm these days.
Is that right?
That's another CNBC joke.
That was very good.
Anyway, meanwhile, Clinton Yates already in progress sitting in for Sedano. Let's get into his dating life there, Cappy.
Thank you. This is more so about the posting than it is about my dating life. And I have a couple questions as far as like what is considered reasonable etiquette.
Okay.
Because I'm lucky enough to have a job that takes me a lot of places, doing a lot of things, and I'm not really sure like what's considered unnecessary flexing, if I will. You know what I mean? I'm not going to post pictures with anybody famous. I'm not going to do that.
If you post a picture on a dating site of you and somebody famous, anybody on the receiving end of that would think, is this guy for real?
Right.
Like you have to show me that you're with somebody famous. Ooh, you're super cool.
No, but okay, but what if I post a picture of myself, say it, like, I don't know, Churchill Downs?
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
Because what that says is he goes to cool places.
Okay. But what? Okay, so that's one thing. Also,
I think. I mean, girls, what do you guys think? I mean, I don't know if I'm the right guy to answer all these questions. If he posts pictures,
I love that you're asking men and like the listeners that are predominantly men.
I'm not asking men. There's two women right here across the glass. Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out. And there's you too. What do you think I should do? And well, let me lay out my questions.
Go ahead.
There's that. The second one is like, okay, I'm not posting any pictures also of me not wearing clothes, although like. That's an option. But the third is, how many pictures of me with either glasses or a hat on are acceptable?
The no clothes picture are only an option on certain apps.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say
noted.
Certain
apps. Oh, only even an option, not just...
Like
not
Tinder
even.
Or something like okay. that.
Or other ones.
All right. But would you want to be shirtless in one of these pictures?
I mean, these are pictures that I've posted on the internet anyway, mm-hmm. without a shirt on. It's just me on the beach, you know what I'm saying? But like,
I don't think the beach is like a bad thing if you don't have a shirt. Like, okay. It's the...
Well, some people on this program get pretty testy about topless photos on.
I'm just saying, I think it's thirsty.
It's a little thirsty.
I mean, okay. I don't think it's thirsty. You're at the beach.
Well, you don't think a lot of things are thirsty.
Well, okay. I mean, all right. Well, that's fine. All data points will be considered here. Just trying to figure this out.
So let me not.
Scott, what do you think about the hat sunglasses factor?
I think if you have a hat sunglasses picture, you have to have one that's no hat, no sunglasses.
Yes. So the variety has
to
be
balance,
there.
Right.
Okay, last question. How out of pocket is it for me to post a photograph that's on a TV set?
Oh, my God.
No, I say that.
I knew
it
was coming.
No, I say that because this is the best I look on a regular basis.
No.
This is an honest question.
That is going to end up on
makeup there?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. Yes.
It's going to end up on social media.
Yeah,
somebody's going to find that, screenshot it, and
tweet
it out.
That's fine. That's the whole point. I hope it ends up on social media. I can tell them I'm doing it for a radio bit. That's exactly what we're here for.
So if it ends up on like a website, like awfulannouncing.com as an example, right?
They can click back into the podcast and download the daggone app and hear what it's about.
They could be like ESPN's Clinton Yates, that guy you see on Around the Horn all the time. He's so thirsty, he's so dehydrated, that he actually put a picture of himself on a dating site sitting on the set of Around the Horn.
Not that site. I wouldn't do it for that show. I wouldn't embarrass the guys like that.
I don't think that people from Awful Announcing care about seeing Clinton apps on a dating app.
I don't either. I don't think this is that big of a deal. But my question is that, because you sent me a story, Lindsay, that says, the headline literally reads, are dudes in LA this extra on dating apps? And it's this whole story about this woman trying to find a guy. And I'm not like that interested in it, so I just don't want to make myself look like a complete dork. But I'm going to post a couple here.
I would say that, like, generally speaking, I don't know how long ago it was. There's a story somewhere, one of these LA Times or whatever wrote about, like, this is like the best chances you have for having a successful match or for getting swiped on. If that's what you're trying to do is like get people to swipe on you to start the conversation, whatever, don't make sure that like your first picture is just you. Don't have other people in it. You don't have glasses or nice. Wearing a hat or sunglasses because you know, they can't see your face.
Okay, but that's what I'm normally doing.
Yeah,
though.
But the sunglasses thing, I remember that from my days. Yeah.
Sunglasses.
That's the point. That's not
supposed
the point.
To wear sunglasses. Hiding
you can
eyes.
Have one, even, but not out of the gate.
You can't hide your lying eyes.
No, not the first one.
Not the first
one. And it's the point being, like, they want to know what you actually look like. And I personally.
Turn on your television.
If there's,
I'm kidding. Go on. Sorry.
Just walk through an airport and look at a sports bar. There I am.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, and as far as like the hat goes, like I would make sure that you have at least one, if not most of your pictures should not be wearing a hat, because I would never swipe on a guy who's wearing a hat in every picture, because then I'm just going to assume he's balding.
Okay. Note to self. Okay. Got it. Thank you. I'm going to continue to look through the pictures.
What's your username? Is it like Big CY Looks for Love or?
No.
CY4852.
Wow.
Or like the prez of the HMC.
I might. Yeah. Oh that. That's taking it a little too far.
The HMC.
I don't need the handsome man community.
Julian's friend.
Yeah.
The concierge friend.
No, I don't need all that. I'm just going to.
I have a concierge.
I should use an off name though, maybe. Maybe that's the move. Play, like I'm Clifford or whatever. You know what
Clifford
I'm saying?
Clifford Yates.
Like, you know,
Clifford
like
Yates.
What's his name on State Farm, you know? Chris Paul, not Chris Paul. His brother,
yeah,
or whatever.
What is his name?
I can't remember right
Wait,
now.
Why don't you want to use your real name, though?
I don't know. I'm just messing around.
No,
I'm
I think you should change your name.
Yeah. That would be funny.
I think Lover Yates would be a great username.
Lover Yates.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm not doing that. I have a hard time finding pictures of me with no hat and no glasses on.
You understand.
That aren't on actual
I just want you to know now, because things like playoff Sliwa, all the sweet tea, these things are things that we just throw out.
Yeah.
Oftentimes just me.
I might go with the Big CY.
And they become the brand.
Yeah.
The Big CY, I was just looking for something to say in an open one.
Yeah.
And now look. But Lover Yates.
Now here we are.
Lover Yates.
That's good, right?
That might be the new one.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That's gonna depend on what you're looking to get out of this app, because I feel like if you're looking for any actual connections, you're eliminating that right out of the gate by putting a name like the Big CY or Lover Yates.
Listen, honey.
Just all saying. Right.
Don't you worry about how I run my program, all right? We've been completing passes downfield for many years. No, I'm joking. It's all right.
If you
Thank
have
you
the
though.
Big CY on a dating app.
You need that on a license plate, too.
Yeah,
right.
That's just where it belongs.
You go complete branding.
That's
big
where
CY
it belongs.
On everything.
People
belongs
will
on a
be
license
like,
plate.
What does the CY stand
his
for?
His shirts, his monogram on his shirts, Big CY.
The Big CY. And I think it should be the, too.
The Big CY.
All right, so Churchill Downs definitely makes the cut.
Okay,
that's for
Downs.
Sure.
Okay, hat, glasses, no hat, glasses.
No hat, no glasses.
Are you wearing shorts with a sport jacket, though?
No, I'm wearing pants. Got pants on in that bad boy. Okay. Just got to find that photo. All right, so at the next break, I'll post four pictures that I found.
Where are you posting them to?
I'm going to post them in the community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lindsay, and then they're going to go on the app.
But Lindsay does bring up a good point, that the community is chock full of dudes.
Dudes, you know?
That's
dudes.
Not true. There's women.
Yeah.
There
are women.
There's
a couple
there
women. Are women.
There's women.
It's definitely majority men.
Right.
I mean,
these men know
station.
Women, so like, you know, you just show her the phone.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that we should have men judging all of this and giving Clinton this advice, or should it be the ladies?
I think it's just funny. I just think it's funny how he's like asking you, Cap, and like, you know, like
I'm asking all the listeners, you know. All of the community, everybody in the Southland, as Chris would say.
What do you think, Laura? What do you think? What's the deal?
I don't know.
Not sure, huh?
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong. Like, the community speaks.
Okay.
So
let the community have its voice.
The community has, they speak on everything. So
the community is amazing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, again, I'm trying to figure out what you want out of this, Clinton, because you act like
that's what we're trying to figure out. What we get is what we want.
As LL Cool J once said, I need love.
Yeah.
But again, you're like, well, I'm not really like serious about this, but maybe I am.
You seem a little bit more serious about this than I am, Linz.
Because I'm curious, because if you're just looking for content, you want it to be funny, then yes, do all the ridiculous things and see the kind of clowns that you attract. But if you actually are genuinely looking for a connection, I think that you should take it more seriously. That's all.
I think if you're looking for a serious connection, we should get you on like a reality TV show like Love Island. You know, something like that.
Speaking
right?
of that,
well,
I just started watching, dang it, what's the name of the show?
Not Love Island?
Snowflake Mountain. I just started watching that show. Hilarious. This is a separate discussion. All right, I'm going to look for these pictures and I'm going to post them on the community right now.
All right, so look. If you have not figured out your way into the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community, I got bad news. I don't know how to tell you how to get in.
I really think if you just search Sedano.
No. We've done the searching, because even Clinton said that Julian tried and it
didn't
work.
I had to invite him.
So that couldn't be user error?
So the thing is.
Could it be? Not Julian.
Not Julian. The user error was on me.
Not Julian. Not my Julian.
So if you have not.
Would never make that error.
If you have not. Invited people to the community. You have 5 invites.
How do I invite anybody?
So you literally go and you hit, like, I'll show you, Cap, because this is a lot. It'll take a long on air.
Okay.
I'll just go in the studio and show you. So if you guys can invite someone, like, people are like, hey, can you invite me? I can't because I already invited 5 people, right? So I said the hack was when there's, like, a sponsored community, if you click on that, it'll give you that community tab on the bottom. So then you're able to find our community, but a lot of people are like, hey, that's not working. The high communities was the one that a lot of people got in yesterday with. They're like, hey, we're finally in through that. So you tag at high community, which I tagged you and Clinton yesterday, and you guys retweeted that. So that was the hacks that I have.
I would also like to just say this, because I did it just now. Okay. If you Google
Sedano
and Cap, Circle of Trust Twitter, the first thing that comes up is an ESPN Los Angeles tweet.
But you're in it. So
what would happen? You couldn't click on that?
Yeah.
Oh, it won't happen.
No. So, like, we have. Are you guys in the community? Who's not in?
That sounds like a flaw on Twitter's.
Yeah, it is.
Twitter's end.
I need a picture of me in the bomb him.
Yes, you full, do.
That has to be in the profile. That's a note. I'm not even putting that on the community. That's a no doubter.
Right.
Sorry, I'm looking.
When ladies see you in a rompim, they're gonna be like, "This guy right here."
I mean, this is a proven commodity.
Right.
Hello, Kesha. Yeah. TikTok. Kesha already worked.
Kesha loves this outfit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, maybe you need to run that one back.
This already worked. Yes.
Yeah. I told him that the other day. Right. That he should try and now.
You
connect
run
with
it back.
Kesha.
I mean, sometimes it works. And look at me. I'm just
that,
saying.
That could come out.
TiVo.
You never know.
Look at TiVo.
That could come out.
Yeah. Right. Now we know him as Christian. We used to only know him as TiVo.
And
now
I got
to
get him away from Cap because, you know, I was like,
I forgot about that.
He got a cool ring. He's got a really good nose ring. Great
smells
earrings.
Great, I heard.
Smells delicious. Yeah. He's got beautiful hair, amazing eyes, dresses like a superstar.
Definitely
I love that guy.
It. Just saying.
I love that guy. All right. Listen, stick around. What you need to know is next, which means we're all going to find out together what we need to know. And can we keep adding on to the record for the longest period of time in the history of 710 where we haven't talked about the Lakers yet? Stick around. This is Shedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.